All right, welcome back to another episode of Inside the Huddle. We're joined here by head coach Garrett Wood. And coach, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So, believe it or not, we are in the final days of the regular season, senior day, here on Saturday afternoon against Bloomsburg.
It went by very fast. I can't believe we're almost in March.
But basketball season always seems to go by quick. It's usually a slow start to begin with, and as soon as we hit January, it's flying.
Absolutely.
So obviously, we'll start off with Saturday.
Okay.
Big day here in Hollander. We're honoring 8-player senior class. It's our pink zone day, and it's a rivalry game against Bloom. You know, it's a chance to end the season on a high note, run that winning streak to 15 in a row. Go ahead and talk about that to start.
I mean, like you said, it's a big day. It's our pink game. It's our senior day. There are 8 fabulous females that we get to honor before the game even starts. So we're expecting the atmosphere to be awesome. We're expecting the crowd to be great. The fan base should be in here and rocking. And then we're playing against a very competitive Bloomsburg team. And unfortunately, they haven't made the playoffs, but that almost makes them a little bit more scary because they're playing with nothing to lose.
Exactly.
So they're going to come in here free and playing hard just because that's what they do. They have one of the premier players in the conference and Katie Starr. So we're definitely going to have to be on our A game to make sure that this senior day is one that is memorable for all the right reasons.
Right. You know, and we've seen a lot of Bloom this year, you know, and you've already played them once. You obviously had a chance to scout them, but we all saw them opening weekend.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think any team is quite the same as they are in November. But
for sure. I would hope we're all much improved by now.
But we did see them, you know, kind of have a difficult loss on opening night.
Yes.
But then bounce back in a big way against a pretty good team on day two.
Absolutely. Here's the thing with Bloomsburg. You never know what you're going to get. If they're hitting shots, they can be dangerous because then you have to defend the three-point line, and that opens up things for Star in the paint. So we have to make sure that we're locked in on the defensive end in both areas. We have to be able to defend the three-point line, and we have to be able to contain Star. We're not going to be able to stop her, but we're going to have to contest and make sure that every shot that she gets is challenged, and we're going to have to limit our second-chance opportunities. I think if we do that with Star and can defend the three-point line, we should be pretty good.
So right now, as we said, you're in the midst of a 14-game winning streak. That's 6th longest in Division II.
Oh, good for us. I didn't even know that.
just talk about that streak. You know, it's been a mix of, you know, we talked to Lee about this already, too. Mm-hmm. It's been a mix of some wins where it's been sit back and enjoy the ride, and it's been some wins where it's been, as you kind of say, we walked in here, give us some gray hair. And
absolutely. I think that's the thing about win streaks, right? It can be roller coaster, right? There's, like you said, somewhere you're sitting back and it seems like everything's going right on both ends of the floor. Right. And then there's some, like last night, where you really have to grind it out, where they're not going to be easy and every play and every possession is important. But I think both of those wind up helping you down the stretch. The big wins allow you to get other people some playing time that don't necessarily get minutes. It allows you to rest your starters. It allows you to see some different combinations and try some different things. And then the grinded out wins are basically your gut check. Right. Trying to figure out, okay, how are you going to respond in the tough situations? And we know tough situations are going to come. So both are necessary. Obviously, I like the sit back and relax ones a little better because it doesn't gray me as fast. But a win is a win, and we'll take them however we can get them.
You know, talking with a few people kind of around the office, we had the discussion of a good team is going to win games. They got to win by a lot consistently and get those victories that they should always get. But to make it a great team, when that great team can have an off night, can shoot, you know, 13% in a quarter.
Why must we bring that up? But yes.
But then still turn around and win by 10.
Yes.
You know.
Again, I would rather not have those 13% quarters, but they happen, you know. And against good teams that are locked in on the defensive end, they, again, like you said, it's this time of the year, so they're scouting us. We know each other. We've played each other at least once, maybe twice at this juncture of the year. So teams are going to lock in. They're going to make everything more challenging, and we have to get creative in figuring out how we're going to be able to score. And then you, at this point in time, you just have to have different people step up. You know, M had an off night last night, which doesn't happen very often, but she's human. It happened last night, and Mia and Anna stepped up. So I think that is the beauty of our team. It's not like you can just say stop this one person, because we have people that can hit you from all types of different directions and give you buckets on any given night. So I thought it was needed yesterday, and it was good to see that some other people stepped up.
Yeah, so how about that depth? You know, you have the second highest scoring offense in the PSAC going into the weekend.
Yes.
You have four players who average 10 or more points a game. Mm-hmm. But then you also have players, you know, like a Morgan Worley, who's
yes.
fifth for 25, huge defensive piece. You have your bench players.
Yes.
Brandon Stelter and Daly, Rich Connor and Kizzy.
Absolutely.
You know, just to name a few there, who give you such vital spark off the bench, you know.
Absolutely.
Just kind of talk about that depth from a...
Yeah, I think... Again, I think everybody is very familiar with our starters. I think that the piece that they don't talk about that often is the Morgan Worleys of the world. She's definitely the glue, right? She gets the hardest defensive assignments. I make her play perimeter defense. I make her play post defense. It's kind of like, okay, I need you to stop this one girl. Who am I going to put on her? I'm going to put Morgan on her. And that's vital because not everybody can take that role on. And she takes it on and then flourishes in it. And she just does the little things. She rebounds. She plays defense. You need her to hit a baseline three here and there. She does that
sure.
too. So I think that's key. And then, like you said, our depth coming off the bench. I think as the year has progressed, we've gotten more comfortable. And those players have started to see some more minutes and made those minutes productive. Like you said, Bree came off the bench yesterday and I think scored 10, which, and I mean, hit some big shots. A three, had an M1 basket late in the game. So it was definitely good to see. Kizzy being able to come in and play a combo guard either so that we can move Leah to the two so that she can get more in the flow and the rhythm of trying to be a scoring guard as opposed to a distributor definitely helps. And again, she's another person that I can bring in to play defense. So that helps. And we all know and love Rachel, right? Like knockdown three-point shooter, like her range is when she steps in the gym. So that definitely helps in terms of defenses having to spread out and play her on the perimeter and then opening up some interior things for some other people.
You know, Bree's been interesting to watch this year because it feels as if every game she has a couple really big baskets at clutch moments.
Yes.
There's a lot of times where I come back here after a game and I'm finishing my story and I go, okay, you know, Bree had eight.
Like, yes.
It felt like a lot more than
well,
eight.
Well, that's the thing. She'll have eight, but it's when she has the eight or how she has the eight that is so impressive. Like people coming off the bench and having eight, somebody might be like, okay, well, she had 8 points. But it's like, no, it stopped a run that the other team was on, or we were struggling on offense to get in a rhythm, and we put her in, and she knocks down the first three, and now it's like the lid is off for everyone.
Right.
So it's been nice to see her get comfortable in her role and then earn those minutes and then be productive in those minutes because I think we needed it.
Yeah.
I'm scared to say, I think she provides a three-point shooting
Absolutely.
Dynamic that we
Absolutely.
Didn't necessarily have prior to her coming in and being
yeah.
productive. So
yeah.
it's good to see.
Absolutely. You know, so I think what jumps off the page is the offensive numbers. You know,
yes.
you had one of your biggest wins over opponents since 1994 earlier this season.
Which one was that?
That was your Shepherd win.
Good for us.
That was that 50-some point victory.
Yeah, good for us. It was so long ago,
I
can't
remember.
East Home
opener. But, you know, talk about the defense, because the defense has been, when it's at its best, stifling.
Yes.
You know, we saw 7 steals out of Morgan Worley mm-hmm. on Saturday up at Mansfield. That jumps off the page at you.
Absolutely.
But even the day when she has 3 or 4, defense still seems to be getting it done.
I think that's one of the things that, from last year's team to this year's team, we really tried to focus on. We knew we could score. We had pretty much that same team back. And so the offensive production was going to be there. I think where we struggled last year was trying to find an identity on the defensive end. And I think this year we focused on that. We literally locked in and said, we're not going to be able to outscore everyone. Most people maybe, but not everyone. And so I think we made a commitment to changing our defensive principles and doing some different things and putting people in better positions to be more successful. It's a person that likes to press and
right.
and get up in your shorts and that sort of thing. And I think I pulled back with that style of play based on player personnel. And I think in doing that, they got comfortable with the new defensive scheme, and it's been working for us so far.
Right. And we've seen that in those games when you do press for that 2-3 minute span, it's very effective because suddenly it's a change up.
Exactly. And I think it's a complete change of how we play our half court defense, which
right.
makes it so different. And
yeah.
I think throws people for a loop. I think when
Absolutely.
We were doing it all the time, people were ready for it. They were prepared for it. Now, because they don't know when and if we're going to pull it out, it's like we kind of have to prepare for it, but we don't know when it's coming. And I think us sprinkling it on here and there tends to catch teams off guard.
So talk a little bit about kind of like the evolution of the season, you know. So
start the roller coaster of the season.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, start out the year on a hot streak.
Yes.
Crack the top 10. Mm-hmm. Crack top 10 in the nation. Had that little bit of a rocky patch right around Christmas. Tough trip to Erie.
Yes.
Come back in the new year. Two tough games with Cal and Lock Haven. Mm-hmm. Game that maybe you feel like you got away. They got away a little bit.
A little bit, yes.
But then you got back on a run.
Yes.
You know, you're 22-5 going into senior day on Saturday afternoon. Just talk about kind of guiding the team through that little bit of a roller coaster.
You know, I think basketball we have to remember is ebbs and flows, right? I think that we also have to keep in mind that when you're playing a team and where you're playing them also makes a big difference. We started off hot. I think that us being ranked nationally almost hurt us because I don't think we were used to being in a position where we had the target on our back. And it's a different mindset and it's a different way that you have to play when you're the prey as opposed to the predator, right?
Right.
So I think it hurt us a little bit because we were getting everyone's best effort and I don't think we were mentally prepared for that. And I think it was humbling when we lost a few in a row, especially a couple of the ones that we think got away from us where we either had a lead or blew it or, you know, just didn't execute down the stretch. I think it hurt that early on we were beating teams by a good amount, so we weren't in any close games. So that end of game situation was happening on game day and we weren't used to it. But I think the best thing about this team is that they never stopped believing. Like, we went through a patch where I think a lesser team might have folded because we struggled. And this team just put their hard hats on and went back to work and then responded the way we needed them to. And they've been locked in ever since. So while you never want to go on a losing streak or lose any games, I think it helped in that moment with us refocusing.
So let's talk about the PSAC tournament. You know, it starts at home next Wednesday night against a team that we don't know yet.
Yes.
You know, it's the winner of that 3-6 matchup. Mm-hmm. So it looks like it's probably going to be Kutztown against somebody. I don't know. I don't
probably
think the 6 is locked in yet.
It's not. If I had to guess, probably Kutztown against East Stroudsburg.
Right. So probably a pretty good matchup there and probably a pretty good matchup for us here Wednesday night. Talk about your message to your team on Monday. Senior day's over.
Yes.
We're ready for...
Honestly, I don't think that there has to be an in-depth message, right? I think that everything that we've done up until this point, including what we are going to potentially do on Saturday, is to prepare us for the playoffs. I think that at this juncture, the season is really long, and though it goes by fast, I think having something to play for will be motivation enough for this team. So I don't know that I have to go in here with a rah-rah speech and get them geared up. I think they're already going to do that just because they're ready to play for something, right? Obviously, the Eastern Conference title escaped us this year, right? That was one of the goals. So I think that they're focused on the next goal. And the next goal is obviously through the PSAC playoffs. So we'll focus as soon as we figure out who we're playing on Monday night. We'll get after it on Tuesday's practice and then go from there.
And it's a team with a lot of playoff experience. You know, last year it was a group that had seen PSAC tournament games mm-hmm. to some extent, but hadn't seen a PSAC semifinal, hadn't seen an NCAA tournament game.
Yes.
This year, that's all familiar territory.
It is. It's familiar territory, but at the same time, it's different, right? Every year is different.
Right.
Every obstacle is different. Every opponent is different. Are we comfortable in the fact that we've been there before? Absolutely. Do we know what it takes to have to win at that level? Absolutely. Now, the thing is, knowing it and doing it are two different things. So I know that we will mentally be prepared. We will physically prepare. But then at the end of the day, they still got to go out and do it.
Yep.
They got to put the ball in the basket and stop the other team from doing that. So I think they're looking forward to that challenge, no matter who we're playing against.
So speaking of the NCAA tournament, second regional rankings came out last night. We're ranked 7th. Right now we're in. If the tournament started tomorrow, we'd be playing the 2 seed.
Yes.
Talk about, you know, how much stock do you put into the ranking until we hit Selection Sunday? And how much do you talk about that with the team?
Honestly, I don't think that we don't talk about it much with the team. Now, the coaching staff probably talks about it every day, all day. We're probably a little bit, as you know, wacko about that. But we don't really bring that up to the team. I think this is a team that plays better when they're not overthinking, overanalyzing. I don't want them worried about where we're seated or are we going to get in. Just play. You guys play, we win, and the rankings will take care of themselves. And I think that's been our motto all year, and that will continue to be our motto. obviously, with the coaching staff, do we want to be ranked higher than seventh? Absolutely, because God forbid some upsets happen in some other conferences. You don't want to be one of the ones that's booted out, you know, but we'll take seventh, right? And then we'll just keep working and keep building to try to get an even higher seed. So that's all we can do at this juncture. But like you said, if we were playing tomorrow, we'd be in. And at this point, all we want is to get in. Who we play, where we play, none of that matters. We just need to get a foot in the door.
So we'll get you out here on this. As we talked about kind of off the top, Saturday, senior day. Just talk about your senior class. You know, it's an eight-player class. It's one of the bigger ones you've had in a good long while.
Yes. And the thing is, it's not even that the class is about the size of the class. It's about the importance of the class, right? Yeah. There are some phenomenal players in that class. Obviously, you know, Leah Johnson leads that group. All-time leading scorer, all-time leading assist person, like, is by far one of the best players I've ever had the privilege of coaching. And so, you know, she's one of them. You have Emily McAteer, who's a walking double-double. Like, she's just, what she's done in this league over the past 2 years is actually phenomenal. And honestly, I think she doesn't get as much credit probably as she deserves. Not from us, but just because Leah does so much,
sure,
that I think that sometimes it's overlooked about all that M does, right, as well. So those two obviously lead that brigade. And then, like you said, we have Morgan, who is our glue. And then you have Bree, who comes off the bench and adds a spark. And then even those kids that don't necessarily see playing time are integral parts of this team. Without them being on the scout team and without prepping the starters, like, we're not as successful as we are. So their role is just as crucial. This class is huge. This class will be missed. But if anything, we're just trying to extend the length of their season for as long as possible so that those goodbyes don't come anytime soon.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. We're joined here by graduate student guard Leah Johnson. Leah, we're heading into senior day on Saturday afternoon. Talk about, you know, how East play has gone for you and the team, and kind of looking ahead to really the second season that begins next Wednesday.
East play, you know, went our way, one loss. You know, not too much to complain about. You know, I think we want that Lock Haven game back, that Cal game back, and the West road trip for sure. But other than that, I think once we, you know, hit those bumps in the roads, I thought we bounced back pretty well and, you know, haven't lost since, you know, early January. So East play, can't complain. I think we're doing a pretty good job.
Right, so riding a 14-game winning streak, it's sixth longest in Division II right now after, I think, somebody took a hit on Wednesday night. I have to look and see who that was. But you know, it's been a good mix. Have you had some real convincing wins where it's been, okay, for 40 minutes, we knew it was going to be a win. We had some wins where it was scrap and fight and come out on the other side like we did last night, like we did against Kutztown and Ship.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of times that's kind of the mark of a good team, though, right? Because it shows you can win even on a night when maybe every shot isn't falling. How did that look to you as a player? Or is it just any win's a good win and just keep checking them off the list?
I mean, a win's a win. I would say there are some bad wins that we have, and you know, we've talked about that as a team. And you know, our goal coming into games is, you know, beating teams by as many points as possible, and you know, that means having great games offensively and following the game plan, and then defensively just locking in and listening to personnel and understanding that way. But I think us being able to, you know, scrap out wins, you know, when shots aren't falling for, you know, Emily or myself or, you know, Anna or Mia and stuff like that, I think it shows just, like, how deep we are. And, you know, sometimes the ball doesn't fall in your court, but, you know, I wouldn't want to be the other team when the ball is to do fall for us. And I think it shows that we're deep, we're hard to guard, and, you know, we got four major, major threats on any given night that can go out and have themselves a day, so.
Right. You know, and so obviously Saturday afternoon is senior day. We have eight seniors. And as you said, you know, we have four major threats, all of whom saw significant time last year. So it's a pretty familiar team from that regional title appearance. You know, how much do you think that helps you going into the playoffs again in 2024?
I think it helps us a lot. I mean, towards the end of last year, we started really to click and, you know, understand each other's strengths. But this year going into it, I could tell when Mia's about to do something. I could tell when M's about to do something. I could tell when Anna. So it's like, it's understanding, like, this is what you're getting out of each other every night. So I think, you know, just knowing their style of play, knowing their strengths, knowing what they like to do. I know we've been playing together for 2 seasons, and I think it's only made us better. And I think going into the postseason, it's only going to make us more and more, you know, successful looking into, you know, making a push again. It's just going to make us better.
You know, so I think one of the questions that I know I've heard a little bit of your study, I'm sure you've heard a little bit of the player, is, you know, how does this team compare to last year's team? You know, obviously, it's always a different group, but, you know, what do you think? What have you seen with this group where you think, okay, are we in the same spot as we were last year? Are we a little bit behalf? Where do you think we stack up?
I think us as a team, we're in a better spot, you know, than we were last year, you know, coming into practice and understanding each other a lot better. But we're not jumping up on anybody. We're not scaring anybody. We're not stunting anybody. We're that team that is already up there and people know what's coming. So I think when you look at the postseason, people know what we're capable of doing. So it's a little different going into it because we want to go back and go on the same run, but because we did that last year. But at the same time, it's kind of like teams know what we're capable of now. So I would say it's a good and bad thing. Sure. But I think we definitely have another year of experience. Our whole starting five has three NCAA games under their belt. Right. So that's a lot more than a lot of other teams.
Yeah, I mean, experience is always huge in the tournament because, as you saw last year, it's a different environment, right? You know, starting lineups are a little bit different. It's all the little things you're used to during the course of a season. Suddenly, the biggest game of the season, it changes.
Yeah.
You know, so having that experience will definitely be helpful, I imagine.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, we have the four-headed monster we talked about earlier, but we've also seen, you know, you hate to call it the second unit, but kind of that second unit with that bench group. They've had some big moments this year as well. You know, players like Brianna Seltzer, Aaron Daly, Rachel Conran, they've all stepped up in a big way in East play. Talk about kind of that group and what they bring as kind of a spark.
Yeah, so that second group is, you know, detrimental. They do a really good job of practices, and it's good that they get to showcase that on game days. You know, they do a lot of good stuff for us, and, you know, Bree can score the ball various different ways, shoot the three, get to the rack, you know, shoot that pull-up. Rachel is the hardest practice player to guard, probably in the PSAC. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the country. She is so tough to guard at practice, and when she gets going, she doesn't really miss. Erin, you know, she, a freshman, very little experience, but, you know, she holds her own. She makes big plays down the stretch. And then another person is Morgan.
Absolutely.
You know, she puts up with all of us in that lineup, which can be a little hectic, but she does her job. She knows her job is, you know, to play some defense, get some steals,
yeah,
and kick that ball up.
She's had some tremendous defensive games for us lately. You know, she had her seventh steal game against Mansfield. That jumps off the page right away.
Yeah, so she definitely brings something to the table that is just like, you can't teach that. And
right, absolutely.
Can't teach how long she is, can't teach how special she is. I'll say special because she did throw up the buzzer beater with 7 seconds left.
She did.
But, yeah, no, we have a crazy bench. Kizzy's even coming in and giving us really good minutes,
right,
and, you know, pushing me to the two when we get in foul trouble. And I think it shows that, you know, we have some people who can play 1 through 14, and we're deeper than some people think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people kind of make that mistake when they just look at the numbers. They just say, okay, we've got four in double figures, that's great. They kind of miss those other pieces.
Yeah, the 6, the 7, the 8 points that
exactly,
come off the bench consistently.
That are huge points,
yeah.
You know, and there's some teams in the league that, you know, 6, 7, 8 points a game is second or third on the team in scoring.
Yeah.
We just have the luxury of...
We do have it really well here.
Fourth on the team in scoring is 10.1 points a game.
We have it almost too good here. We have people who play their roles, and, you know, I go against Kizzy every day. She doesn't take it light. She makes me better. She makes me make tough shots. And, you know, I think our second unit would be starters at any other team in the PSAC. So,
absolutely.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, the defensive pressure that, as you said, we can bring kind of 1 through 14 is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's really very little to no let off at all. Whether it's you or Anna or Em or Mia take the break, teams aren't getting any better look with anybody else in the game.
And teams have tried. They try and, like,
they certainly do.
teams have tried. It hasn't really, you know, gone in their favor.
It hasn't worked out too well.
Yeah.
So let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk about you. You've had a tremendous career here, a tremendous final season with the Golden Rams. You know, I'm looking at your career scoring, career assist record balls over there in the corner of our room right now. Just talk about that. You know, you're going to be all over the record book by the time your career is over.
Yeah, thinking about it, you know, kind of leaves me a little speechless. I've said it before, there's no other school, plays, team, coaching staff that I'd rather play for. It's surreal. It's a lot of gratitude. Not a lot to say. I got, like, the best teammates who put me in positions, you know, to score, to catch the balls that should not be caught sometimes. And, you know, coaching staff that's believed in me since I was 18 years old. So it's been a roller coaster of a ride, and it's crazy that it's coming to an end.
Let's also talk about, you know, back-to-back triple doubles. So during those two games, were you aware of where you were at statistically, or did it just kind of happen at the end of the night, you're like, triple-double?
Yeah, so both times I was, like, 2 rebounds shy, and yep. I get looked from the bench, and they're like, just go grab me 2. And against Mansfield, I was like, triple-double? And they were like, yeah, go grab me 2. So I got in foul trouble trying to get some rebounds, but I ultimately ended up getting them. And then at Mansfield, I had no idea that this was coming, and Coach Mary tapped me and was like, you need 2 rebounds. And I was like, for a triple-double? She was like, yeah. And I looked at Coach Haas, and she was like, she, like, shrugged her shoulders, and I was like, all right, like, if I'm there, might as well. But against Mansfield, Coach Haas took me out because we were up a lot, and they didn't want anybody to get hurt. And they were like, oh, you got one already before. And I was like, all right, you can't do that to me. You can't tease me with a triple-double. So,
well, yeah, I think she had to try to protect that rebounding record a little bit, too.
Yeah, 100%. Is it the guard rebounding record?
It is the guard rebounding record.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was just, like, to beat Coach Haas. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Am I getting close?
You're like 45. So
maybe I'll just tire on the money.
We're gonna have to make a little run for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna just start
the catcher.
Well, I haven't boxed out in like 4 games, so maybe that's the reason.
So going back to, you know, the career score and the career assist, leading up to that, did you know how close you were, or did you kind of know I'm closing in, but I'm not really sure if it's 15 points or 10 points or quite what those numbers look like?
Yeah, so I had no idea the assists. Like, coming into the season, I knew I was in reach to achieve both goals. It was something that was talked about over the summer. And then I think we were playing Shepherd at home, and they pulled me out, and they were like, yeah, you're 3 away. You'll get it on Saturday. And I was like, well, didn't know that.
Okay.
So it's good to know now. I didn't follow that one at all. You know, points are a little different. Everybody talks about it, and it's not something that, you know, goes, like, under the radar.
Right.
Like, we were at that SAC event, and someone was like, you're the all-time leading scorer. And I was like, I don't even know anybody, and it's just a thing now. But points, I was, like, 21, 22 away, going into Lock Haven, big game.
Yep.
And it put this weight on my shoulders where I couldn't just be myself, I don't think. You know, trying too hard to put the ball through the basket, a lot of people there, a lot of family there. It would have been like a perfect storm, I guess. But once I missed my first like 12 shots of the game, I was kind of just like, do whatever you can to, you know, put this team in position to win the game. And a Rip jersey later, we beat Lock Haven, and I got the record at Shepherd. So,
well, see, I mean, you switch jerseys, and you see that one go at the free throw line. I think it was the fourth. And watch out.
Yeah, no, I went to the free throw line, missed my first free throw, and I just laughed. There was nothing else you could do besides laugh at that moment. But, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because I've talked to a few people about this, how you're the only player on the team this year to score in double figures in every game. You know, and Lock Haven was healthy one of them. I think you finished with 10 or 11.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, it's always been amazing how you can kind of, you just find a way to get your 10.
Yeah, no matter if I'm taking 20 shots or.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know. It's just a steady steady attack.
Yeah, I think that's, like, been the biggest thing this year, just trying to be consistent. And granted, not every night's going to be your best night shooting the ball, but I think if my coaching staff knows that I can go out there and give you 10 to 14 points a game, that's something that they don't really have to worry about. So I think that's been big for me.
So give us a little PSAC tournament preview. I don't know how much you've talked about potential matchups yet.
Yeah.
But kind of where is your, I guess, where's your mindset of the team going into next week, knowing probably still need at least one more win to really feel great going into Selection Sunday?
Yep. We haven't honestly really talked about it as a team. I've talked to Coach Haas about it because, sure, as Coach Key will probably say, that we're insane about these rankings, and we just want to know, especially it being like my last go around. Like, I don't want to, you know, be that team that gets snubbed on Sunday for, you know, not competing. So, but I think as a team, the goal still remains the same, that we could beat anybody that comes in front of us.
Absolutely.
And like I said, we have people who could go out. We have four people that could go out and score 20 points on any given night. So I think that we need to know just how dangerous we are, but the goal remains the same, that, you know, winning the conference is all that's been on our mind right now. I don't even think as a team we've talked about the regional rankings that just came out. So it's kind of head on. I think, honestly, we're not even focused on next week. We're focused on senior day. Right. And I think that that's kind of flipped once we gotten into East play, because we were in November talking about March. And I think right. we shot ourselves in the foot a little bit there, because we were the same team on paper statistically, like yep. coming back and going. And, you know, we thought it would be a cakewalk. And you got to tip your hat to these teams. You know, Lock Haven's having a great year. And, you know, but at the end of the day, I keep saying it, at least, like, I'll cut a net down in a bathroom if I need to. So that's been the goal.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, and I think you're right. You know, in November, it's easy to kind of look ahead because we start the year so well. We're cracking the top 10 in Division 2. It's like, oh, wow. You
know, yeah.
Here we go. This is going to be
a year. Yeah.
This is going to be something.
Yeah.
You know, but the nature of our league and the nature of our region is every game is tough.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, it's a record 22-5 right now.
Yeah, and we were in a better spot last year with more losses.
Right. So it's just as simple as you're still having a tremendous year.
Yeah.
Get hot at the right time, and you never know what's going to happen.
Exactly, yeah.
But as you said, you know, Saturday the big day around here. Senior day for 8 of you. Also the Pink Zone game.
Yep. Is it Rami's birthday too or no?
It is not. Oh. So it's just senior day and Pink Zone this year. So it should be a fun day.
Yeah.
Should be a fun day in Highlander. We'll look to get a good crowd out here to help celebrate that.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
Good job.
Thanks.